While the market certainly will be following today's world supply and demand and price estimate report, the USDA's report at the end of the month is the one that a lot of people are really going to pay attention to. That, according to Daryl Good, is the planting intention report. And even though those numbers can change, they certainly can have an impact.
It's certainly going to be an important benchmark in terms of what farmers are thinking about more corn or less corn acres in 2014. I think there's general agreement that the intentions will be smaller, but the question is, what's the magnitude of that? That's certainly going to be very important for new crop prices.
And speaking of corn and soybean growers, they say the key to funding a water projects development bill in Congress has always been an industry-backed barge fuel tax hike. But tax bills seem to be going nowhere in a hurry this election year. And according to Senior Vice President of the Waterways Council, Deborah Colbert, she agrees that progress may be limited, which again is going to hurt the process in upgrading our locks and dam system.
Just about 2 weeks ago, a discussion draft came out from House Ways and Means Chairman Dave Camp, talking about the things he'd like to see be part of a tax reform bill ahead. Now, the prospects for getting that done certainly this year are probably dimming quite a bit.
Our nation's custom harvesters recently had their annual conference, and according to Ken Brathen, he said a demanding regulatory environment seems to permeate the entire custom harvesting business.
Just like farming, we're constantly battling regulations, whether it's DOT, DOL, or any of those. They're just constantly coming up with more and more and more and making it more difficult to be a small business owner in this country. So it's a concern of ours that we have our voice heard so that we can keep producing food for the consumers of this country.
Well, the Dairy Protection Margin Insurance Program is hopefully going to take effect sometime this fall, which does give producers some time to study and reevaluate what kind of risk management program they want to have. And according to market analyst Don Pearson, he says this is a good time frame now for producers to do their homework.
It is a little different than anything we've ever done before. It's an effort to make our dairy programs look more like our crop insurance programs, where people are making choices on their own on how much protection they want. Get familiar with it so that when you walk into the local FSA office, you kind of have an idea of what you want.
Well, Friday, we capped off a very strong dairy week with blocks gaining another penny and a quarter. That puts them now at 229 and one quarter of a cent per pound, while your barrels sit at 225 and AA butter at $1.88. As far as the Class 3 trade, March up another nickel to 22.68. April prices at 21.27. May did decline slightly at 20.25, but June now over $20 at 20.02. Markets on the Board of Trade, corn down slightly. March sits at 479 and one half cent per bushel. May down 2 cents to 487 and one quarter of a cent. Strong day, though, for the beans on the board on Friday. March up 20 cents to 1460 a bushel. May prices to 1459. And March wheat up 4 3/4 to 653 and one quarter of a cent per bushel. As far as livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 85 to as much as 107. Most of the slaughter cows, 65 to 84, with the slaughter bulls, 82 to as much as 111. Replacement bull calves, 150 to 340. Heifer calves, 75 to 220. And the barrels and gilts, 65 and down, with your feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 30 to 50. And feeder lambs, 160 and down. That's an agricultural update. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.